Welcome to the Money and Time Machine podcast, where you can learn how to rage against the theft of your financial future by listening to a unique perspective on what's holding you back from a life of more money and more time.
Hello and welcome to the Money and Time Machine podcast. I'm your host, Justin Paul. This is episode 69, and I'm calling this one My Sincerest Apologies. Before I get to the apology side of things, I want to thank the last three or so podcast interviewees for their frank and open conversations. It was mentioned to me in a number of conversations about personal development podcasts in general that for some people, those wanting to move from point A being where they are in their lives, in whatever facet that may mean, to point B, where they love to be in their lives, in various aspects of their lives, economics, personal, health, so forth, there's always this feeling of trepidation as it pertains to wanting to emulate people who are so, by and large, largely successful. And when I inquired as to what they meant, it seems that they were internalizing a fear or a set of fears, a common one at that, which is along the lines of, can I do what these people have achieved? That being whatever it is they would most like to do and achieve that others have done, and they themselves would like to elevate themselves too. Sometimes that doubt stops people dead in their tracks, and the void between point A and point B seems enormous, and their internalizing of the quote-unquote what-ifs, well, you've guessed it, means oftentimes they don't even try. Instead of hope, instead of excitement for their future self, they are filled with fear. Now, by now, you know my thoughts on getting into the energy orbits of a mentor or mentors, he or she who has achieved what it is you want to excel at. That your mentor may act as a guide and counselor in helping you achieve a similar set of outcomes, given that they have already achieved the experiences and results that you are yet to acquire and achieve yourself. So I thought, why not get some people who are on their way, on their journey as it were, being a few steps ahead of where you may be at, people who are taking action steps. And that is the real key here, the action part. This idea of wanting to take action only when you know what to do and when the timing is right is the silliest thinking you can ever engage in. And I say that with love, ladies and gentlemen, because as I and many of my guests have mentioned in this podcast during previous episodes, you have to take the first step in order to know where the next step is, where, you know, what you need to know or who you'll meet in the process of your journey can and will only be revealed when you move in the direction of your dreams, not before. I want you to take note that success, imagine this word success in bold capital letters, in whatever way you've been encouraged to think about it or understand it as, is a noun. It's the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Successing, however, is a word that I would encourage you to familiarize yourself with. This is important as it pertains to what it is you say you want. Because unlike success, the noun, which is already established, successing is a verb. It's a process of establishing. It's a doing word. It's a process that only you and only you can engage in and transition with. It implies a series of actions or steps taken in order that you might achieve an aim or purpose. So the aim of the last handful of podcast episodes was to instill in you the idea that whatever you wish to achieve is possible, but only when you make a consistent effort to take a series of actions and steps. A few more steps puts you further ahead of where you were before you started. And more importantly, a few more steps ahead of someone else who might be wanting to achieve a similar outcome to you. Why is that important? Because by learning and doing, you inspire other people, even if it's only one other. In the process of growing, you become a teacher and act as a mentor to others. I want you to ponder that for a moment. In the act of being selfish, going after something you want most dear, you are in the same light a beacon for others. Whether or not they choose to do something, or struggle, or succeed in their attempt to emulate you is largely irrelevant. Now, to that apology. The second part of my podcast today is in the form of an apology. I often get people reaching out to me on Facebook, and like many of you, and I'm sure you've all experienced this at some level or another, I connect with people who want to befriend me. Now, of course, as often is the case, I don't know them or know how they came to find me. I also don't know what their agenda is in wanting to connect with me. I use my heart to help me know whether or not I want to accept them. Sometimes it's obvious that a gentle click on the decline button is necessary, and other times I click accept, and then I see what comes of it. Typically, though, not always, but more than enough times to say that the reason for their attempt at connection is because they want to pitch me something. No judgment and no surprises, ladies and gentlemen. This is the age of social connectivity. So we all expect it. I received a friend request from this very nice young gentleman. All I knew of him was the picture of him and his girlfriend, presumably somewhere in the world, and if I was to presume even more, he is a success in his particular field of endeavor, and he has the time and money, freedom to live a life of his choice. The messages seemed sincere. I'm talking about Messenger. This is where I got all the messages. Peace, love, and all that. And then he asked that we connect so that he could help me, and it had to do with health as best as I could establish. Now, I still didn't respond for a few weeks, and then I received a message, word for word, this is what it said. What is the point of following someone if there's no connection or socialization of any kind? Now, this intrigued me somewhat, and it got me thinking about me and how effective I've been in connecting with my podcast followers, and how effective I've been in maintaining the connection I've created with the followers of the Money and Time Machine podcast, and it hit me. I've been sloppy. I've been very, very sloppy. In other words, I've been woefully ineffective, and it took a chap from San Diego, whom I've never met, and a series of messages that got me thinking, and about time, I might add. I was going to go into why and what I thought about the messages that my American friend sent me, but that would be disingenuous because he's out there doing what I should be doing. I was going to talk about the process of persuasion and influence, but hey, if I'm not putting into practice what I know about influence and persuasion, connection, discovery, transition, and presentation, then I'm not about to get on my high horse. I've not felt the need to justify to him, or anyone for that matter, why I hadn't responded to him at the time. As I have said, he seems like a nice fellow. But respond to him I did, eventually. And I was going to read out the messages, but look, it's not really that important. And I'm not sure how he will accept my response. It came from a place of love, so no judgment. But he's a connection and attempt at connecting with me had me thinking, and who knows, I might end up having him on my podcast in the future if he doesn't tell me to go and jump in the lake, of course. But his energy, which I gathered from his Facebook page, suggests otherwise. The way I see it, we are all each other's teachers, how to do things well, and for that matter, how not to do things. But either way, if there are a set of results that you and I want, then there's an effective as well as ineffective way or ways of going about achieving those results. So I'm going to tidy up my act and connect more on my dedicated podcast Facebook page as well as my personal Facebook page. I have enjoyed sharing the work and insights of people who have much to share, but I'm going to get more interactive with a view to getting those of you who have been following this podcast and future listeners an opportunity to expand more and more deeply into those insights and nuggets of wisdom and information. I'm going to be posting some more video content on the work that has inspired the psychological and existential foundations that the Money and Time Machine podcast has been based on. The aim is simple: to connect by way of future webinars that you good folks can come on board and engage with in whatever capacity you feel comfortable, be it just to listen and learn or ask questions, any questions that you've been pondering as it relates to money and time. So I'll end this podcast with a sincere apologies to my viewers for not stepping up and creating some more opportunities for all of us to connect. However, that will change. I got very used to making this podcast a very one-sided affair, and somehow making me feel good about giving out information and hiding away behind the medium of podcasting. But now I want to open up to the opportunities in giving and receiving in ways that may help you and I achieve our goals by helping one another, by supporting one another. From myself, Justin Paul, here at the Money and Time Machine podcast, bye from me.
Thanks for listening to the Money and Time Machine podcast. And remember, you're either someone else's version of a money and time machine, or you can learn how to become your very own effective money and time machine and to live with purpose on purpose.